Hello everyone, this is HB Wise, and this is the 1% Health podcast series. I'm here with the founder, Tom Martin, to talk about the healing power of the sun.
Thank you, HB. Before we get started, let me cover the legal bases with the following disclaimer. The information provided in this podcast has not been reviewed or approved by the FDA. It is for informational purposes only. These are the steps I take or would take to make my life healthier and disease-free. This is based upon my years of research, writing, speaking, and living this lifestyle.
Tom, we've been told for about 20 years to avoid the sun, that it's bad for our skin. How do you respond to that?
Well, since our creation, or through evolution, we have always been outside. We've been working and playing in the sunlight. In fact, our bodies need sunlight to function optimally. The only vitamin our bodies produce is vitamin D, and it is produced only when our skin is exposed to sunlight. Have you ever wondered why cold and flu season is in the fall and winter months and not usually during the spring and summer months? Why these two illnesses suddenly seem to disappear for about 5 months a year? Well, they don't actually disappear. They are still around. But it's our immune systems that are better prepared to fight them, primarily because of our increased time in the sunlight, and also that we tend to expose more skin to that light. Vitamin D is one of the most effective and powerful nutrients in arming our immune system. Not only does it fight colds and flus, it also fights cancer cells. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? The very thing we are told causes cancer actually kills cancer.
But what about the advice of the medical community to avoid sunlight because of its links to skin cancer?
It's a good question, and let me respond by an example of a friend of mine in California. He has chronic skin cancer, and despite all of his best precautions and following the advice of his dermatologist, he still has to go in monthly and have new cancer cells removed. So what is happening is that his immune system is weak from the lack of sunlight. Plus, he is always slathering sunscreen onto his skin. Sunscreen products, by the way, are not safe. They are actually toxic and likely cause skin cancer.
Okay, Tom, you certainly aren't saying that overexposure to the sun is good for you, are you?
Well, of course not. Laying in the sun for hours and burning is not good for you. But there's a big difference between getting some sun daily and getting far too much.
Well, what's the best way and the best time to lay in the sun?
Well, first of all, you want to avoid the noonday sun. You want to find a time that's better for you, such as early morning or late afternoon, to be outside. You want to wear shorts, a sleeveless or short-sleeved shirt, no hat, and absolutely no sunscreen. Now, if you are very fair-skinned, you're going to want to slowly build up to the 20 or 30 minutes a day that you want to be outside. But regardless, that is the goal, and that's where you're going to receive the optimal amount of sun. And just for comparison purposes later, spending about 30 minutes in the sun, your body will manufacture about 20,000 international units of vitamin D3.
Are there any studies that confirm this?
Absolutely. There was a 20-year study in Sweden of 30,000 women that showed the benefits of daily sun exposure. Half of the women avoided the sun, while the other half spent 30 minutes each day outside with skin exposed and wearing no sunscreen. The results were amazing. The group of women exposed to daily sunlight were far healthier by every measure and test than the group who avoided the sun.
Besides boosting our immune system, what other benefits can be had from exposure to the sun?
Well, vitamin D is essential for proper absorption of calcium. Generally, the problem with people who have osteoporosis is not the lack of calcium, it is the lack of vitamin D and magnesium. There are many other chronic illnesses related to low levels of vitamin D, and they include depression, multiple sclerosis, leukemia, dementia, and even Alzheimer's. Vitamin D is also vital in wound healing.
So what advice do you want to give the listeners?
Regardless of your chronic illness, I strongly recommend first increasing your level of vitamin D. My first suggestion, of course, is to get out into the sun every day. The vitamin D produced by your body from sunlight is by far the most effective. But most of us do not live in climates that permit year-round sunbathing. So to increase the vitamin D levels in off months, I recommend the following trio of nutrients that helps provide the proper vitamin D absorption that leads to optimal health. First of all, you want to take only vitamin D3. D3 is a natural form of vitamin D, and you want to avoid forms such as D2, which is synthetic and not effective. I recommend taking between 1,000 and 5,000 international units a day. The second step is to take vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 deficiency leads to osteoporosis, also varicose veins, arterial calcification, cardiovascular disease, as well as prostate, lung, and liver cancers. Along with vitamin D3, low levels of K2 can also lead to Parkinson's disease. Take at least 1,000 micrograms of vitamin K2 per day. If you do suffer from Parkinson's disease, I would probably double that amount. And the third step, which is also vitally important, is to take magnesium chloride, which is also known as magnesium oil. Although it is not a true oil, it merely has that feel when applied to the skin. Right now, it is estimated that 50 to 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium, primarily because of our high carbohydrate diets. Magnesium oil is sprayed onto the skin and gently rubbed in. I highly recommend the brand Ancient Minerals, which is available on the internet. You spray 10 to 15 shots onto your skin after a shower and rub it in. If it burns, you may wash it off after 20 minutes, and you'll still have the full dose of magnesium. So, in conclusion, the sun really is your friend. There is a reason that we instinctively see people with tans as being healthy. They actually are healthier than those who avoid the sun.
So, Tom, with all this in mind, what is the one thing that you want our listeners to see happen with them?
I think that if people began spending more time in the sun or regularly taking vitamin D supplementation, or even as fish oil such as cod liver oil, which is rich in vitamin D and vitamin A, we would see a dramatic decline in almost all chronic illness.
Thanks, Tom. So please visit our website, 1percenthealth.com. That's spelled out with no numbers or symbols. And you can find more detailed information and references. You can also purchase the book, Just Do This One Thing, A Guide to Chronic Good Health, which covers this information in much greater detail. This podcast and the associated article are also available at 1percenthealth.com, as well as at kleinsrunningcorner.com.